The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
A proposal from the Department of Finance and the Central Bank to set up a new rescue fund for insurers has angered insurance campaigners who say almost certainly it's going to get passed on to policyholders. I'm joined on the line by Peter Boland, who is director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, and Sinead Ryan, consumer journalist and presenter of The Home Show on News Talk. Peter, it strikes me that we were just at the point of getting somewhere in relation to insurance. There had been a series of reforms. We were seeing costs dropping, and now a levy is getting lamped on top that can only increase the cost for consumers.
Anton, good morning. This could not come at a worse time. We are seeing a raft of reforms coming through at the moment, which should be delivering reductions. They're not. There's some sense that maybe there's a bit of easing and increases on motor. But certainly when it comes to the type of insurance that small businesses, voluntary and community groups pay, if anything, premiums are still increasing. And now this. This is both premature and unnecessary. What the Department of Finance and the Central Bank seem to be talking about is some form of fund that would help in terms of the financial instability and liquidation effectively of insurance companies. But things have changed dramatically in that area since the implementation of Solvency II, which is a European Union directive, which is in place since the 1st of January 2016. So we're not seeing the kind of catastrophic failures that we did prior to then.
And let's be clear, Peter, as I understand it, we are still paying for catastrophic failures and for previous problems. We're still paying for PMPA, aren't we?
Oh, precisely. So if you take motor, for example, you're paying a 3% stamp duty, which is effectively the PMPA levy. You're paying a 2% insurance compensation fund, which is down to the Quinn collapse. 2% motor insurers and insolvency compensation fund, which is down to Setanta's collapse, as well as a 3% of gross premium funding the Motor Insurers Bureau of Ireland, and a €1 stamp duty. So there's effectively five levies on motor insurance.
And a tenner out of every 100 you pay on insurance then is going into either paying for the demise of PMPA, Quinn or Setanta, or other levies.
That's absolutely correct. So there are plenty of levies there already. And as you can imagine, the damage that was done by the PMPA has been long paid for at this stage. So that 3% is going elsewhere. And our biggest concern about this, as Charlie Weston reported in The Independent this morning, the department are saying to him that a levy on policyholders is not proposed as part of the consultation at this current juncture. But what we're hearing is that there is a levy. And there's no way that the department or the central bank is in a position to stop that levy being passed on to consumers.
Sinead Ryan, isn't the issue with this as well that consumers, when they get that passed on to them, they're highly unlikely to intellectually separate it out and say, well, that's not actually a cost of insurance, that's a levy. It's just going to be a little sneaky further cost that they have to bear.
Morning, Anton. Morning, Peter. Yes, you're absolutely right that consumers don't kind of delineate where the other charges come from and where the insurance premium come from. And in part, that's down to the fact that, you know, when they get their invoice, their renewal premium, it won't list all of these as levies. And you know, if we are going to charge them and have them charged on us, it is a very lazy, sneaky way to add costs. The insurance company can come out and say, not us. We're not charging this, the government is, and the government can come out and say, oh, well, you know, these things have to take place. You know, at least if it was clear on it, I've long been an advocate that the Quinn levy that Peter spoke about there, which is going to be on every single non-life insurance policy, your house insurance, your car insurance until 2036, should be actually written down as the Quinn levy. €43 or whatever it is, so that you know specifically what it is you're paying for that and why. The same with the PMPA. I'm old enough to remember the PMPA levy, as Peter said, long subsumed now into a larger fee. So it is very lazy. It avoids blame at all costs, because nobody can actually be blamed for these levies, least of all the insurers. Who caused this?
Well, on that note, Sinead, there seems to be an odd assumption on which this is predicated, because this is being described as a rescue fund. A rescue fund innately suggests that it is the consumer's responsibility to rescue the large insurance company. Surely it's the insurance company's responsibility not to get to a position where they need rescue.
Well, it's even worse than that. There's an automatic assumption of a future catastrophe that will take place. We're prepaying for the next bailout. Now, the question has to be asked, why isn't an insurance company, no more than a bank, permitted to fail in this country? There's always a bailout. There's always a rescue, as Irish taxpayers and their grandchildren will know to their cost. So this idea of, look, down the road, definitely one of these outfits is going to go belly up. They'll do something so bad and so atrocious that they're going to go belly up. And you know what? You guys, the taxpayer, are going to be called on to bail them out. So let's start saving for that now. It's an admittance of failure. I mean, levies, this is a dreadful way to protect into the future. And really, we don't give out about it enough, because we just see it in an amorphous mass of charges, fees and taxes. And at the same time, on one hand, we're trying to get insurance premiums down. Politicians are very, very strong on that. Bold insurance companies, bad legal profession. And here they are lumping a levy on the other hand.
Now, on that side of things, Peter, one of the things that we have been desperate for some time has been something to reverse the exodus from the market, particularly in the area of public and employers' liability insurance, where there has been a vast diminution of the amount of market participants. Will this affect that, either positively or negatively?
Well, from an insurer perspective, all they are interested in is making a profit. So if they can pass it on and ideally have a margin on it, then I don't think it'll have any impact on it. But I think where we're looking at now is in terms of the lack of competition in the market, because it is having serious implications, as you've probably seen over the last few days, in terms of the leisure sector and many other sectors as well. If Ireland is going to recover from the pandemic through SMEs, then insurance needs to get sorted. But that will not happen unless we get additional competitors into the market. That is the key factor that will drive costs, because with all the reforms that have gone through, they're not showing any willingness to reduce their margins. And government has a key role here. We would certainly concede that. They've already set up an insurance competition office, which has the intention of doing this, but it needs to move very quickly.
To do what? In your view, what is it that makes us unattractive to other insurers?
What has made us unattractive over decades now is the dysfunctional nature of the Irish market. But that is being resolved as we speak, particularly in terms of the level of damages, addressing insurance fraud, and now coming up fairly soon, we would hope, rebalancing the duty of care, which is applicable to policyholders, which is often an absolute rather than a properly balanced one. And with all those reforms coming in, government needs to be out there saying on the international markets, look, we have changed our ways. We are no longer dysfunctional. We are a market where you can do business and make a decent return in decent circumstances. And that needs to happen very, very quickly now, because what we're seeing is a serious lack of competition. And just going back to a point that Sinead has already raised, the central bank is hopelessly compromised on this. In terms of insurance policy, they are conflicted between their responsibility to ensure the solvency of the insurance sector and consumer protection. And they can't do both. And this is a classic example of that, where their obsession with the solvency of the sector is overriding consumer protection.
Well, now, obviously, in the absence of somebody from the central bank, I'd have to assert their side, which was that they do the same for both banking and for insurance and have the capacity to balance both mandates, is what they would say.
They would, but that certainly wouldn't be our experience. And every time we go in on insurance, on consumer protection issues, it would appear that the stability of the sector is their number one priority. And that would be our experience.
Peter, thank you very much. That's Peter Boland, who is Director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. And before him, Sinead Ryan, consumer expert, a journalist and presenter of The Home Show on News Talk.